Hello, welcome to Game Together.
Yay!
I'm here with my good friend and also daughter,
Lewis.
And I'm James. And this is a new podcast we're going to do all about playing
Nintendo Switch games, games together.
Playing games together, that's what we're all about, isn't it?
It doesn't have to be on there. It's basically in the title.
It's basically in the title. If you didn't know what it was about, then, that's on you, isn't it? Figure it out. But it's not just about Nintendo Switch games. We're going to talk about all sorts of different games, aren't we? We can talk about games on phones. It could be games on the phone. It could be games on the PlayStation, PS5, PS4, Xbox.
One of the examples that we might do on the phone is Animal Crossing Pocket Camp that we might do on the phone at some point, and maybe Pokemon Go.
Another one that we play quite a bit on the phone, isn't it? But yeah, so we've got all sorts we're going to be talking about. Hopefully we're going to help make a few recommendations for things people might like to play, games that people might not have considered, and games that are really cool to play as a family. We love playing games as a family, don't we? All of us together wherever possible, and that's what we're going to talk about. That's our subject, isn't it? So let's get started. Get to know us and the type of games that we enjoy playing. So I thought the first thing to do, what we'll do every episode, is we'll talk about what we've been playing in the last week. Let's talk about something we've been playing together this week. Exciting new game, Super Mario 3D World.
Plus Bowser's Fury. You'll always forget that.
We were very, very excited about this game coming out. I played this game on the...
We got up at 6:30, went down, played it until 10.
Yeah, we did. We pre-ordered it. We were ready to... It was pre-loaded. We were ready to go, weren't we? First thing morning. Got up, got dressed, got cracking on it. Now, I played this before on my Wii U, and I'd enjoyed it very much. It's a good game. But you'd never played it before, had you?
No.
So let's talk a bit about... what's this like? What's it like as a game? Let's talk first about, because it's kind of divided into two parts, isn't it? There's Mario 3D World and there's Bowser's Fury, and they're two separate games, really. You access them separately. One doesn't continue on from the other. So let's talk first about 3D World.
When we get onto Bowser's Fury, it sort of does carry on from Mario Sunshine a bit.
Yes, it does, absolutely.
Because some of the baddies are covered in the black paint from Mario Sunshine.
Great Mario knowledge, Lois. Well done. So let's think about Mario 3D World. So you'd played Mario 3D World on the Nintendo DS, hadn't you?
Yes.
And this is quite similar to that, isn't it, in terms of the style? Kind of the camera's above you, not behind you, and it's got like a fixed angle, so you're running around. But what's different about this is you can play four players, can't you?
Yes.
So that's pretty cool. What's that like, playing four players? So we played it with Mummy, your sister, me and you.
Yeah. And the thing is, two players or three is okay, but three and four players can sometimes get in the way a bit. We did all of us, and that was really hard. It was a bit stressful. I was Toad, my dad was Mario, my sister was Peach, and my mum was Luigi. Then Toad and Mario magically fall off the edge. Peach tries to jump off. My mum catapults Peach off the top. And then she just goes, "Oh, this is going to be fun. I bet there's a land down there." Oh, no.
No land down there. It is a bit chaotic, isn't it, for four players, but pretty funny.
But
there was no two ways right. We were laughing quite a lot while we were playing it. So we didn't really complete many levels. It wasn't great for getting any of the hidden secrets.
No.
But it was very funny. I think it was good for a bit of a laugh.
So if you want a main laugh, play it for played, and I can tell you which level maybe on the next broadcast we do on
we'll talk about that.
We can say, I could say which level it was, like on world, let's say, I think it's on world
I think
three.
I think they're all pretty bonkers if you try and play them four people, because everyone just gets in the way. People pick each other up, throwing each other off the cliff. Yeah. I want the cat power. No, I want the flower power. I want it. Everyone stop being silly.
My sister wants fire power. You want fire power. I want cat power. My mum wants...
And sometimes, it's easy to get a bit stressed, isn't it, about the whole situation. But when you play it with just two people, I think it's pretty good as two players, pretty safe, isn't it? You don't really get in each other's way, and It's pretty good fun.
Yeah, and also if you get lost and one of you goes ahead, it goes bub 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 bub. No, it doesn't really go like that.
It catches you up, doesn't it?
Yeah,
it
goes bubble zoomf.
So it zooms you forward. So that's quite good. So that actually as a game to play, you know, parent child, dad and kid, whatever you want to call it, it's really good for that because I can, if there's a tricky bit that you can't do, I can like jump us ahead, you get in your little bubble and float along and down you land, or vice versa. There's this tricky bit that I can't do, you can get through it and save me. And that's a pretty cool way of working cooperatively to play the game. So that's a really good, I think that's a really important thing about a game when you're playing, when you're gaming together, when you're playing games like that, you want games that can, where you can help out, but you don't feel like you're doing it for the person, because like, you don't really want me to just play through the whole game and you just float through in a bubble. That wouldn't be much fun, would it?
Yes, but if, oh, I'm sleepy.
Oh, get up too early playing video games.
Yeah, but if you were to like go through a tube that leads to a certain bit and you were technically, you were absolutely going to die on this, you would have to, if you go through a tube, you'll not be in the bubble. But I wish they would do it. So there's a special tube that's wide enough, so that goes next to them. So if you're a bubble, if you want to stay in the bubble, you pop out, go through that tube, which let's say could be blue instead of green or white. You go through that, and then it comes out, and you're in a bubble.
Okay.
So then it stops you from going through a tube. You're not in a bubble. You are in a bubble. So then someone could go through the not in a bubble and someone can go through, you'll end up in a bubble.
Right, okay. Yeah, seems reasonable. That seems reasonable. Okay, so that's Mario 3D World. That's the game that it's been out already, but if you haven't played it, well worth a look, I think. And anyway, I would say, even if you have played it already, definitely worth a replay. I think it's a great Mario game. But let's talk about Bowser's Fury,
like I said before, it had the Mario Sunshine badge paint, and then it's also, so the thing I could say as an improvement for it, I might need to tell you this first, is because every so often it starts to rain, and then once it stopped raining, Bowser awakens from his Bowsery shell, and then he comes out and he's covered in Mario Sunshine paint. Ta-da!
He's got like ink all over him, hasn't he? And he's like really cool looking, isn't he, Bowser,
yeah,
in this
really
game?
Cool.
He's massive, black fire coming out. Like, he looks like Bowser. I think Bowser should look like this all the time. He is very, very, very cool.
We can maybe upload a photo of it.
Well, this is audio. You can't see it. You have to describe it. That's what you've got to do.
Oh, no, you know, because, Daddy, remember before when you uploaded that picture of us playing Mario?
Yes, I could do that. I could put a picture of it.
Yeah, no, because I think I took a few photos of it when I first saw him.
Okay, I'll put a picture on Instagram of him.
Yeah.
Of him up there, yeah. It's amazing. He's really cool. I think this is a great thing. So Bowser's Fury is played a bit differently to Mario 3D World, isn't it? It's actually a bit more like Mario Odyssey. If you haven't played Mario Odyssey, again, I would suggest that's your first one to start, because that is amazing. But
I have played it, but I can't remember.
It was a long time ago, wasn't it? Yeah. When the Switch first came out. So, yeah, the camera is behind Mario, so you're running along with the camera behind him. Now, you can play two players, but you can't play four players in that, can you?
Yeah.
So you can only play two people can play. So how does that work, Lois? Tell me about how that works.
So one person's Junior Bowser, and we have figured it out, ta-da!
Oh, we had this discussion last time,
didn't we? Bowser's adopted son.
Bowser's adopted son. So Baby Bowser is Bowser when he was a baby.
But
Bowser Junior is Bowser's adopted son. Bowser has several adopted sons, including Lemmy. I can't remember all their names, but there is
Kamek one of them? I don't know.
Kamek, I don't think, is one of... No, that's like a weird flying Koopa.
Trooper.
Yeah, I think so. So anyway, so one of you... So is that how it works? So one of you plays Mario, the other one plays Bowser Jr.
Yes.
And how does that work? Are you running around as Bowser Jr.?
No, you're in his machine thingy, Midgey.
He's like flying.
Yeah,
machine.
He's Bowser Jr.-y flying thing.
Bowser Mobile.
Yeah. Okay. No, the Bow-Jew.
Bow-Jew.
Yeah, we don't know.
It doesn't
matter. So you fly around in that, and there's special question marks that can get you power. Because he's holding a plane, which goes, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, he just goes, yeah.
Yeah, so you can do, you can, so you can paint on, like, the secret spots and stuff you can paint on, can't you, to bring things to life and make power-ups and do all sorts of stuff like that.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool. So it feels to me like the two-player on that is, it feels like the second player is a bit more just kind of along for the ride, aren't they? They don't feel quite as in control as you do in Mario 3D World. So it's a bit more of a kind of, There's a thing you can do two players, but it's not. I don't think it's as good as Mario 3D World as a game to play together. Although it is a cool game to play if you like playing Mario games and you want to take. You can take turns as Mario, or somebody that's, again, if you've got someone that's not as good at video games, then that's a good way of playing. You can play it like that because they can't really die. They just float around. They can get involved and they can attack the baddies, but they can't really get hurt, can they? So that's a pretty cool. Pretty fun way of doing it. So your sister can do it. And she doesn't, you know, she doesn't cause any trouble.
Improvement section.
Improvements. Okay, so what have we got? You got some ideas for improvements?
So I've got two. One of them's long. I'll start with the short one.
Okay. Is this going to be a regular segment, the improvement section?
I don't quite understand that, but I'll just hear what I'm going to say.
Okay.
So an improvement, one thing. So a timer. So like a certain minute. So every. Or, so like every 10 minutes he comes out, or like each time you get a certain amount of cat shines. So if you get 2 cat shines, Bowser awakens. You need to grab another cat shine to send him away, or he eventually gets bored. Second improvement, that there are 2 teams. So one that's on Bowser's,
right,
and one that's on Mario. So like Mario changes into the ginormous cat lion.
Yep.
There's and Bowser's not normal, but then he goes onto like a Bowser bell, like the cat bell, and then it changes him into that ginormous Bowser.
Right.
So then they can do that, and then like we could, like there's Junior Bowser on that, they could pick. And maybe when Mario goes bigger, he could be like in a different thing. So maybe Luigi in on like something. So then Bowser. So Luigi teamed up with Bowser to try and get Mario back.
What, you've got this
together,
idea? Right. Wow. This sounds crazy.
And
what,
then
so
like Junior
Luigi
Bowser
becomes
Bowser.
A baddie.
No, like Bowser Junior's a baddie. Or Junior Bowser, I don't know. He's a bad baddie. He's working with Mario to get his his dad. Not dad. And then, like, Luigi could be working with Bowser. So then you can play as Luigi and then Bowser. Two teams.
All right.
So you can play it online.
So you can play online. That's cool, yeah. And this works online, doesn't it? So that's a good point about both games.
Other than Bowser's Fury isn't online, but that improvement could make it online.
Bowser's Fury can't play online, but 3D World you can play online. So if you are lucky enough to have 2 Switches in the family, or more than one Switch in the family, or you've got a friend, you've got other friends or family members, you can play 4 people all separately playing together. Now, I can imagine 4 people playing in separate places would be absolute bedlam. It'd be absolute chaos, wouldn't it? But that could be a fun way to play if you know, especially now we're all in lockdown, you can't see your friends or anything like that. It's a pretty nice idea to be able, if you want to be able to play together with your friends in separate places, you could still do that, set up a video chat and do something like that. That's a pretty cool way of doing it.
Course.
I think we'll do one on how to get that stuff set up, because I think a lot of people don't know how the best way to set up a good gaming session with your friends. So that's quite a fun thing to do, isn't it?
So maybe we could go into separate rooms, have the video near you, and then we could have a go at doing it separate. So we're on separate rooms and we each have do a small bit of playing it. Like do one level on the screen, and maybe we could do the one that we were laughing on a lot, so then they could actually see the chaos,
see us how bad we are at playing it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's so we've got. Let's just run through what we've got then. We've been playing Mario, 3D World. What else have we been playing this week? We played, we always, almost always have a game of Mario Party.
Yes.
A lot of the weekends, we all of us play Mario Party. Yeah. I am the best at Mario Party.
You won last time, but me and my sister won about like 12 times in a row, and you won about
Well, you say that. I mean, Mario Party is incredibly unfair. It just, like, no matter what you do, I feel like it tries to make me lose, even though I'm the best at it.
Yeah.
It's a good game. It's great. Mario Party is, like, if you haven't played Mario Party, I really couldn't recommend that enough as a family game, because everybody, you know, your sister's 6, nearly 7, you're, you know, what?
9.
Mummy and me, we're not going to how old
you're
we are.
You're 41.
But, yeah, right, we're old. but varying abilities at video games, and everyone gets involved. Everyone can have fun playing it, and it doesn't. And you could still win by being absolutely terrible, which makes it a fun game to play, I think, even if it is a bit unfair. So that's a great game we've been playing. Well, anything else we've been playing this week that we'd like to tell people about?
Me and my sister have been playing Luigi's Mansion. We are already on floor 8.
Luigi's Mansion 3 on the Switch as well.
Yeah,
this one,
yes. Yeah, so on Luigi's Mansion, we have been playing it a lot, and I would recommend it for a puzzle, because on floor 7 with the gardening section?
Yeah, floor 7, I think.
Floor 7, or 7F, 7th floor, it has... you've got to figure out how to blow or hoover the special things that make it, that make the vines move, so then you can walk across them to get to the next part.
It's pretty fun, isn't it? Luigi's Mansion.
Yeah.
That is a really good two-player game, isn't it?
Yeah.
But you do have to both, one of you plays Luigi, you've probably said this, one of you plays Luigi, one of you plays Gooigi, but you're both really important, aren't you? You can't have, like, it's not one where the person that plays Gooigi can be a bit rubbish and can't really do anything. A lot of the time, the person that plays Gooigi is doing a lot of the puzzle solving.
Yeah, Gooigi goes through pipes, go through walls, but the annoying thing on floor 8 in one of the movie scenes, there's a bar. Gooigi walks through it. There's a ladder. Gooigi walks through it. He can't climb up it.
He can't climb ladders, can he? Because he's got slippery, like, slips through them, through the bars.
Yeah.
But that is a great game. I mean, that is, again, top tip. It's not a new game, but we would recommend, wouldn't we? Absolutely recommend you playing that. That's a great game to play together. We've played that together. You and your sister have played it together. So that's a really, really good game. Well, this is our first episode, so we wanted to talk a bit about what we've been playing, and that's what we'll try and do each week. We'll try and talk about what we've been playing. I'm going to make a recommendation of a game that you might not have played, but that's on offer at the moment, right now. So if you fancy trying something new, on sale until the 1st of March, Mario & Rabbids Kingdom Battle. That is a great game to play. Mario Plus Rabbids Kingdom Battle. You can get that for just a little over a tenner, and it's fantastic. It's a really, really good. It's a bit puzzly, it's a bit strategy, but you can work together as a team to think up different ways of doing it. It's a really, 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 really fun game to play together. So again, it's super, super cheap. I really would recommend that. We're not just going to talk about Switch games. We're going to talk about games on other platforms as well. We're going to have a look at a bit of a retrospective look at some of the, maybe even look at Harry Potter, look at some of the Lego games.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hey, what about we do it in, like, scenes? So for all of, let's say, the rest of February, we talk about Switch games, or start this
next month.
So for a month, we talk about Switch games, then we move on to, like, the PS5. And then we could do phones, so change it each month we do it.
All right. Well, yeah, we'll see. That's a good idea for a structure. I don't know if it'll work. We'll give it a try, shall we?
Yeah. Oh, I like your seat. It's comfy.
Excellent. Have you got any recommendations, Lois? Because, you know, playing video games, I think we is something you enjoy a lot. I'd be interested to know if you've got any recommendations for anyone that for games they might not have played.
If you want something to, well, like, sit back and relax, like, oh, yeah. You could do colouring. I do have a small improvement for that, which so is this basically is, more so, colours.
So Colouring Book is a game. It's a super, again, a super cheap game
really cheap.
And it might even have been free. I can't remember.
I think it was free.
But you actually really like it, don't you? It's just, you're just like colouring in using the Switch.
Yeah. So if you say, go and do some colouring, I'm like, I often go, can I do it on the Switch? And that doesn't really make a difference other than the fact you're...
Well, it's completely different, but yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't much make a difference.
Okay.
Not much make a difference.
All right. Well, look, this is our first episode. I hope you've enjoyed it. I hope you found it interesting. Did you enjoy recording it, Lois?
Yes.
Excellent. Oh,
it looks like this is 30 minutes.
We may trim some of it down, but I think we're going to try and keep it to 30 minutes. So we want people to listen. You know, we'd like people to listen to this, wouldn't we? We'd like to share it with your friends. We hope that you'll get some ideas for video games that you might not have played together, especially for parents. Like, it's not all people's parents play video games. Sometimes the kid likes video games and the parent doesn't like video games. Sometimes the parent likes video games and the kid's not really into it. Or people are worried about too much screen time, or you know, especially at the moment, everyone's looking at computers all the time. So I think we want to talk about how you can play games, but make it a fun thing that you're doing together as a family instead of it being something that you do just on your own. So we hope you enjoyed it. Please do like the podcast, leave us a review if you enjoyed it, subscribe of course, and yeah, we'll keep recording these, and we'll hopefully have another one for you next week.
Goodbye.
And before we see you next time, we say game together. Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah.